This is an Enterprise Times podcast. My name is Steve Brooks, and I'm here with Mark Dow, Chief Product Officer of MuleSoft, which is a Salesforce company. Mark, hello.
Hi, Steve. Great to be here with you.
You've announced today the new update for MuleSoft. That's centered around the application network. Can you tell me a little bit around that?
We've been very excited about the application network, the emergence of this framework that allows for companies to see and understand all of their applications, data, and devices, enabled through APIs as well as integrations. This latest release leverages the metadata information that is in that application network, what we call the application network graph, to enable even further capabilities on top of that application network. Key examples are the use of machine learning for automated mapping between systems, the ability to visualize and understand what your enterprise systems are and then apply monitoring and operational data on top of that, and then finally a new layer of security on top of all of that.
My background's partly in data networks, and we do network discovery as quite a common feature, and it's easy to do on a data network. Are we yet at the point where you can do application network graph discovery?
The discovery is not quite there yet, but I think the comparison is a great one. When we think about application networks, we think about what is now possible with the computer network. Everywhere we go, we connect into Wi-Fi systems, we plug in every device that we have. Everything can plug and unplug because there's that underlying capability for systems to actually understand each other. What we look at in terms of the application network is enabling that sort of understanding and plug-and-play capability at the next layer up with APIs, with well-defined systems. Today, that's done through API definition and developers actually creating those. As we look forward, our machine learning capabilities, we want to drive that even further into auto-discovery.
Because there is software discovery in terms of the software license discovery already in existence. So is that the route in possibly?
It is, and I think that there's an element here of as you start to define APIs, we can look across all the APIs that are being defined for an organization and start to help with everything from where data exists, where it's being leveraged and used, to how that actually flows through all of those different systems.
One of the things was around using machine learning and data mapping, and I view that more as almost augmented intelligence to suggest mappings. Where are we now? Where do you see that going forward?
It is definitely a recommendation system. It augments the developer. It's not supposed to replace the developer or the admin that's trying to bring these systems together. But if you look at the number of systems that are out there, the average enterprise has over 1,100 applications that they're running. In order to get these applications to talk to each other, you have to map the different data sets between them. Field names might be different, understanding the semantics, and that's where we want to augment the developer or the admin to help them understand and discover those mappings and those different fields and the meaning behind them. What we're leveraging is the metadata that's in that application network, and then using machine learning based on previous mappings, based on behavior, based on the semantics of those fields, as well as the field names themselves to actually help drive that recommendation.
I'm assuming that that intelligence that you now have in MuleSoft is shared amongst customers. So as you learn an SAP metadata set, you can then reapply that SAP metadata set into your other customers. Is that true?
All the information that we leverage is anonymized, so we're not using any specific customer information, but our understanding, both MuleSoft as well as our partners, as well as the AnyPoint platform, continues to grow over time. We have a system called Exchange, so for anybody who's familiar with Salesforce, it's like the AppExchange, but this is the MuleSoft Exchange, where we publish all the APIs, connectors, templates, and examples from decades of experience in integrating systems. We also have all the information from our partners that get published in that exchange as well. And so all of our customers get access to that from day one, and then we are leveraging that information also for our machine learning and recommendations.
And obviously you're part of Salesforce now, but one of the step beyonds I see as potential is actually the potential of finding new connections within those data sets, which aren't necessarily database joins, so to speak, but from the point of view of analytics, they could be quite exciting because they're new joins that no one's necessarily contemplated before. Is that where you see the possibility as well?
Very, very exciting. The ability to understand where data resides and how to do those distributed queries across all those different systems is very exciting. It's exciting for MuleSoft and the AnyPoint platform. It's also, if you take a look at Customer 360, one of the core elements of Customer 360 is the ability to do that distributed join across customer data across all of the Salesforce clouds. We're partnering very closely with Customer 360 on that front, and what we're doing is leveraging MuleSoft then for external data coming into that distributed to join.
You're working with the Customer 360. Does that mean you're also going to be talking into Salesforce Einstein as well?
We're having conversations with the Einstein team. It's been very exciting about what we can do in terms of partnering on access and availability of data into Einstein, and then also how Einstein can be applied to the different kinds of topics that we were talking about before around augmented intelligence and enabling developers inside of the Anypoint platform.
Part of the announcement was around APIs and the enhanced APIs you're now able to offer. Can you talk about that?
The enhanced API policies that we have, we are extending those policies to include the types of policies that you really need as you look at large-scale distributed systems. Spike policies, the ability to control that across that entire application network. We also have different rate limiters that are in place now where different nodes, different systems in that application network, we use the feedback loop between them to actually understand what's an acceptable rate of access, and that understanding across systems helps us to be more intelligent in the application of API policies.
And what about security? Because obviously a key concern for companies is security.
As companies and organizations are looking to expose capabilities, create platforms, connect with partners, security obviously becomes a concern with all these additional endpoints that are out there. With the Anypoint platform, we're able to provide that security layer across all those APIs. What we have coming up in our roadmap are areas like global policies where we can apply policies across sets of APIs.
Does that mean you're going to see an end to direct connections into Salesforce from different applications, and your software will be taking over all of those integrations?
When we look at the different kinds of connections that come into Salesforce, there's Heroku Connect, there's Lightning Connect. As we've been working with those teams, all these capabilities, we're able to leverage them together. Heroku Connect can be used for taking specific Salesforce objects out of Salesforce, putting into a Postgres database and working on that data. That's something that we don't provide. Now, once you have that data in that database, you can now provide APIs and connect that information into your application network. So extending from there into the enterprise is the capability. Lightning Connect is a way of accessing external data through OData, and you can leverage the Anypoint platform to create those OData APIs against any existing third-party system that you have that then can connect into Lightning Connect.
We're talking about data. Is there any roadmap in terms of process, and are you looking to automate processes?
As we start looking at integration now, in the past, integration what was done between monoliths. You had big monolithic systems, and integration was what was done at the edges. More and more, as we see more services out there, more capabilities that organizations are leveraging, the integration becomes the process. How everything is stitched together actually starts to define what we call process APIs or process services. It's one type of service that you can end up creating where that integration really is defining the business process.
You mentioned it before in terms of limiting, but there are times when you want real-time integration. There are times when you want batch integrations. What kind of support are those two areas or the two kind of extremes in a sense?
We see a real blurring. In the past, there were systems that were purely real-time. There were other systems that were purely batch. And what we see is the spectrum of batch to real-time use cases really starting to blur in terms of what's needed and how they can be developed and leveraged. And as we take a look at the Anypoint platform, the benefit of deploying both of those types of capabilities on the platform is that all of the underlying visibility, management, the security aspects that we talked about, all that becomes a common platform across all those different types of integrations, as well as different data movement speeds. And so we really see value in having that, enabling our customers with a common platform for both of those.
What about data outside the enterprise? Because the announcement about 360 is more about the data that you hold within your enterprise within different silos.
360 is for connecting within Salesforce clouds. We then leverage the Anypoint platform for connection to enterprise data as well as third-party data. So that's where, again, your ability to deploy the application network out across all of your partners, across all of your customers even, enables organizations to build that sort of federated network of capabilities, whether it's data or whether it's processes, and then join them back together again for the final process that they're trying to deploy.
How do you ensure security and compliance when you're looking outside the enterprise, though?
That's a great question. Authentication and authorization is a constant topic that we are looking at. We have the ability to authenticate all the different connections coming in, and our API portals allow for external developers to gain access to those APIs, and they can be then controlled by the organization's administrator. But as we look forward, there's also very interesting topics around how to identify systems and ensure that the systems that are connecting are truly the systems that you want to have connected together. And again, by having a common platform for that sort of development, you can now look across all those connections and ensure that they are the right ones. When I say look, that means both a human looking as well as systems helping to take care of that as well.
What's your challenge ahead over the next 12 months?
When I look at the next 12 months, I think that we're very excited about what we are enabling our customers to build and to deploy. For us, it's really about continuing on our journey, on our roadmap for enabling all of our customers to connect all their applications, data, and devices. The excitement as well as the challenge is then enabling all those use cases that our customers have really across their entire enterprise.
And the benefits of doing that?
And the benefits of doing that for our customers is accelerated development speeds. On average, our customers come back with a 4 to 5 time acceleration of their development, taking things from months down to weeks. The other benefit, though, in addition to speed, is really what emerges out of this approach to integration and API development, which is that application network. Greater visibility and understanding of all the systems that they have in place, the ability to leverage those for all new projects. And that leverage and that reuse is what really drives the new clock speed of business. When we talk about helping customers to accelerate their innovation capacity, it's really about changing that clock speed by accelerating all future projects and really driving a network effect, if you will, an application network effect on all of their development.
One of the things we see is the fact by bringing all that data effectively virtual single location, you're then able to put Einstein or an AI tool on top of it and then leverage it.
When we look at all the different use cases and reasons why organizations are using APIs, maybe 10 years ago, we started looking at mobile applications and needing to expose APIs for mobile applications. But now, whether it's mobile, big data, IoT, AI, when we look at virtual reality, augmented reality, all these different use cases have the need to access data and understand where the data resides and where it exists. It's both about bringing data together, but then also giving access, the distributed query that we talked about before, access to all that information so that you can apply intelligence on top of it.
What's the thing that most excites you at the moment?
When we think about the possibilities of what we can start to provide our customers with the application network graph, it becomes very, very interesting. If you think about what the social graph enabled in terms of understanding relationships, preferences, and what people wanted to do, and you apply that to systems, the ability to accelerate development and innovation by leveraging that application network graph is very, very exciting. And I think we're very much early days in that overall process.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Thanks, Steve.